Okay. Hello, hello. Yeah, okay. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio with in Eastern Pennsylvania. It's called Netty Podcast, and I'm your host, Ileana Kuffner, with
Amelia Shaw.
There you go.
So apparently our intro is now hello, hello.
Yeah. That's what Ileana does every decided time. Right now.
But it sounds so natural when you say it.
You're cool. Like,
hello, yeah, hello.
I'm just like a little radio show
hello,
gal.
Hello,
hello. Hello,
I don't think it sounds
to our millions of followers listening.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
Hi, everyone. Are you there?
I texted so many people to listen. I told so many people.
So did I. So we're a little
bar
bit
is a bit high.
We have really high expectations for this episode, so hopefully we meet them.
Yeah, so if you're listening, text me.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Text me, too, except my phone is about to die.
Oh. You can text me. You can text me.
Text me, though. I'll get them anyways.
If you don't text me, I'll know you're not listening. So all of you people not listening, you're the worst.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
So we're also thinking we should talk more, like, while there's less listeners right now,
yeah,
a little bit
true.
More controversial taboo subjects, and then we'll gain a little bit of
traction. As we get more
traction.
Famous, we're at, like, what are we at? Like
a million. Yeah, there's actually a viewer count right now. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we're at a million and one.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why we can't swear, because you have, like, kids listening, like, a lot of families.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so what's going on, Amelia?
Okay, sorry. I'm getting distracted.
Stop. No phones in this. This is a no-phone zone.
Don't text me. I get really distracted. This is what we were talking about last time we were on the podcast, is how when I start talking, Ileana immediately zones out.
Like, I'm literally already on my phone.
Like,
I zoned out.
Literally, all I said was, when I start talking, picks up her phone, leans back in her gamer chair.
What? Starts, I actually do have a pretty cool gamer chair right now.
Yeah, that's something we can talk about, is when we walked in here the first time, without any hesitation, Ileana, like, immediately goes to, like, the big gamer chair, sits down. I think it's just because you were nervous.
I was so nervous.
But
I'm still nervous now.
Established your dominance so quickly.
Okay, cool. So
I'm, like, sitting
chair?
Behind, like, this.
What?
Little...
I asked you if you wanted to sit here.
I know. Uh-uh. What was I going to say? Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's a very valid answer to that question.
That's
true.
Yeah. But you fit there, and you do the intro. You do the hello, hello.
Okay, hello, hello now, yeah.
And I'm okay being back here.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, if you want to call in, the number is 610-330-5316. I don't know how it works.
You don't know how to do it.
But you can call in. Actually, maybe don't call in. Yeah, it might be a little bit embarrassing.
Because we don't know how to use it.
I don't know how to use anything in here. There's so many buttons in front of me.
There's so many buttons. I know we talked about this last time, but there's so many buttons this time. As well.
I'm being told I'm too loud. Sorry, my life. Anyway.
Maybe turn it down.
Oh, which one's me?
I don't know, but they're both of the same, so am I being too loud, too?
I don't know.
Guys, am I being too loud? Let me know.
I'll just sit over here instead. Anyway, so what are your thoughts on hot dogs, everyone?
Oh, my God. Of course we're going
to
bring this up.
I
love hot dogs.
Amelia?
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I will never, ever eat a boiled hot dog, and I stand by that.
And I can completely agree with that.
They're so different, boiled versus grilled. A grilled hot dog is like when you cut the slits on the top and then grill it on the grill, and there's like grill marks on it, and it's like not soft.
So when you say cut the slits in it, can you like elaborate on that, please, a little bit?
Yeah, so sometimes you can just cut like down the center.
Uh-huh.
It's like a cylinder hot dog, and you cut down the center. I'm giving her a visual right now, but you guys can't see. Or you just have a cylindrical
dog,
and you can make some diagonal slits down.
Okay.
And I don't know why you do
that. What
does
that do?
You know, I don't know. It makes it better though. I think it cuts the casing that it's in and gets like the heat in it more. Does anyone know?
Aren't hot dogs already cooked when you buy them?
Yeah, they are, but you want to like get it hot all around.
Get
you don't want it to be cold in the middle.
Get it hot all around.
But I actually don't really know why you do that. But when you do, it's a lot better. And then I like to put ketchup and mustard and literally anything else. I like just ketchup, actually.
Do you like relish?
No.
Oh, but you like
because
pickles.
Isn't relish sweet? Isn't
sometimes.
Relish like bread?
I don't like relish.
So another thing that Ileana doesn't like is pickles.
Yeah, I
so
don't
Ileana
like,
doesn't like hot dogs.
Basically,
if you didn't, couldn't tell.
Yeah, so to sum up this little conversation here, I don't like hot dogs because ew.
Well, no, you can't just say that. You have to back it up. I backed mine up very strongly.
I don't like
no
the taste
evidence.
Of them. They kind of look weird. They just kind of gross me out a little bit. And, like, the aftertaste, I don't know. They just, like, taste like burps. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. That makes me feel gross.
Do you like regret your decision advocating that you like hot
dogs? Well, every time I look at a hot dog, I'm like, that's disgusting. And then every time I take a bite, I'm like, that was so good.
What?
Yeah. Have you taken a bite out of one recently?
No.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's like a lot of flavor. It's like all fat.
It's salt. Yeah.
Just salt.
I had one today.
Did you?
Did anyone else have one today from Marquee?
Yeah, let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
In the chat.
Sometimes I get embarrassed to take a wiener. But then I remember that everyone else around me is doing it too.
Yeah.
And we're all in it together.
All in it together.
Except Ileana.
Except for me, yeah.
But I don't like relish.
I will stay out of that one forever. I will stand by that. Don't like pickles either.
Pickles, that's a little bit more difficult because it's a very delicious thing and I feel like it's controversial. Or it's not controversial. Like hot dogs, I understand. They look weird. They smell weird. Their consistency
but I'll
is
eat
weird.
Them. They look weird, smell weird, but I'm just going to eat it.
But taste amazing.
I'm going to put hot.
Pickles, on the other hand, look so cute. Smell really good.
Wait, pickles do not look cute. They're
like
the same shade
as
hot dogs. What?
The same shade?
Shape. I meant shape. I said shade.
Yeah.
Oops.
Well, pickle slices.
Do you like slices or spears? I stumped her, guys.
I think slices. Actually, spheres. Because spheres are more crunchy.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah. Do you like them to eat them whole, ever?
What do you mean whole?
Like just a whole pickle. Take a big old bite out of it.
I take bites of... Yeah.
Yeah?
At once, but I take little bites out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that part. Anyway.
Yeah.
What else don't you like?
Oh, my God. Yeah, Teddy says you're too close.
What? Still? Should I back away?
Is it still good?
Let me know if it's better. I'm still testing this out, guys. I don't know.
Mine's perfect, though.
So you mentioned that you use a Mr. Clean sponge for your teeth.
Yeah. Well, no, I never did that. But we were just talking about how I've heard that you can use a Mr. Clean sponge, like Magic Eraser, on your teeth. Looked it up a few minutes ago, actually, and it does make your teeth whiter, but do you know why?
Because you're eating chemicals.
Not because you're eating chemicals. Maybe that's part of the process, but it's because it literally takes off your enamel.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Yeah, so your teeth do get very white, but they take off your enamel.
I want all my enamel off. Who needs enamel?
Not me.
Not me.
I don't have enamel. Wait, do I? Is that what cavities are? Because I've had
cavities
a lot of those.
Cavities equal enamel.
But I love magic erasers. Oh, my God.
I don't know how to work it. So sorry.
Do you know who it is? Can you tell?
No.
Just hang up.
Okay.
Whoever that was, sorry.
I'm so sorry.
We can't do it.
I don't.
We just can't handle that tonight.
I can't handle it because it's not working. And I don't know how to connect it. So sorry.
Sorry, guys.
But I
next
did.
Time
next time
yeah we keep
we also have to figure
before.
Out how to record
is urgent. Maybe you should just check.
Yeah,
hung
no.
up. You hung up.
I can't. We can't. It's not working today. I'm sorry. We'll try it next time.
So abrupt. We can't.
I can't.
Doesn't work. I think it might have been Hannah keeps saying talk about me.
Hi Hannah, are you listening? Love Hannah, you're
love
cool.
Love you Hannah. Okay, no, but magic erasers are so cool. I just discovered them. No, I just
like
discovered
shoes.
Them. You can use them on shoes.
Yeah, like my Converse. They work really well on that.
Gosh,
on the
I've
canvas.
Never
yeah.
Thought about on the canvas part
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the canvas part.
I've never thought to
and
use
just
that
like
before.
White shoes in general.
Yeah, well, using on your walls is really amazing. I just
walls.
Yes.
What?
Like if you get like scuffs in your walls, you can literally take it off with a magic eraser instantly.
What? Okay.
Or like
do
on
that.
Your floor, like if you yeah. scrape something on your floor and it like scuffs up your floor
that's
instantly.
Insane.
Oh, I just hit the mic.
Oh my God.
Is that gonna be
is
loud?
Everyone okay? Guys, wipe your ears.
Headphones users, beware.
Beware. Warning. It's after. Yeah.
Okay, can I see the list of topics? Because
yeah.
you're kind of hogging
sorry,
it.
Sorry, I'm hogging the topics. Mm-hmm. What else?
Hannah,
what
I'd love
Hannah?
To talk about you, but
can
you're
she
kind
come
of
visit?
Boring.
Do you want to come visit one time?
Mm-hmm.
What? Did you just call her boring?
Well, no, she's not boring. You're not boring, Hannah. We love you. Hannah, what?
Okay, something about Amelia is that she's late to everything, but it's strategic.
Why?
What do you mean why?
Oh, you know why?
You told me why.
Yeah.
You're going to
tell
share
me your
with the
analysis.
Class?
No, you can tell me your analysis.
Okay,
of that.
So Amelia's late to everything because she doesn't want to be the first person there because then that like shows that she cares and she does not want to show her emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do not want to get rejected.
Oh my God.
By whatever commitment I have.
She doesn't want to be rejected.
And you may think, oh, so if she's like hanging out in a group or if she's like going to a party. No, no, no. It expands to one-on-one hangouts, to
doctor's appointments,
to class, to meetings, to lunches, to seeing my family when they're waiting for me to get picked up.
You can't even get rejected by the doctor's office.
Well,
let's unpack that.
You could, technically.
What do you mean?
Like, if you walk in and they're like, oh, you didn't have an appointment.
You just don't want to have that embarrassment? Or, just be like, make one right
or
now.
Or what if they're like, oh my God, you've been waiting here for so long. Is this all you have to do?
Oh my God. What if you're like late enough where it's like they can't take you anymore? Isn't that horrible? Then you have to like do that.
Then I'm like, oh my God, I was just such a busy. I'm so busy and crazy and busy.
Good thing now the doctor thinks that of you. They think you're so busy and you're a cool person.
And then it's the opposite.
Oh my God, I don't like being late. Well, it depends what it is.
Super stressy.
Yeah, I'm just like anxious, but it depends what it is. Like sometimes, obviously, if it's like less like high pressure, I will be late because I don't know. I don't care as much, but like I just hate the feeling of someone like waiting for me. I hate making people wait.
I know. I should think about that more.
No, because it's kind of like saying like it's I don't know. It's, I feel like that makes the person like feel bad and like think they don't care and that I don't want
to
be there.
I was talking to Anna and that's what she was saying. Like they were like, if you are late, then it makes me think that you don't want to be at this function. And I'm like, no, I do. I just don't want you to think that I want it that bad that you'd leave me
that
there.
You leave me there.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
We'll work on
but
that
it's
next
also
time.
It's become a situation where I just like if somebody tells me like, oh, we're gonna meet at 10, that's in my head is
leaving
like
leaving at 10
is like, oh, like around 10. Like we'll probably both get there at 10:30.
What if you like super schedule something like weeks in advance? Are you still gonna do this?
What do you mean weeks in advance? Like if I schedule like, oh, get lunch with Ileana at 12 for November.
And you're going to be late no matter what.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how far I schedule in advance.
Oh my God.
I'm just always going to be a little bit late. It also stems from my family. And I don't really know why. Like I don't know about if who in my family, like I know my brother and my dad really dislike being late. Mm-hmm. My mom actually does too. Mm-hmm. But there does come a time and a place where we all just don't care and will show up so late to anything.
Yeah, I guess it just really depends on everything. But my family's, I feel like we're late to everything. So I think that's why I hate being late.
Oh, so you're like, come on guys, like get with it.
Yeah.
You're like the one that gets them going.
Well, we're like, not always late, but like we're late a lot often. Mm-hmm. And I hate it. I hate being late. I just hate making people wait. I don't know what
but
that
don't
is.
You hate like being there early and then it's like,
well, again, it, like, depends on the situation because, like, if it's, like, a party or something, I don't really care. But, like, if it's, like, a small group, oh, my God. Or if it's, like, one person.
Oh, imagine
oh my
like,
God, they're waiting for you.
Imagine it's, like, two people and they're waiting for you and
oh my
you're
God,
being late and they're just, like, standing there waiting for you.
Or if I haven't, like, communicated with them that I'm, like, still coming. Oh, my God. Absolute panic.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I don't feel that.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I saw that you put attachment styles on the list.
Oh, we're going to do that?
You put it on.
Oh, I did
I'm
do
just
that.
Bringing it up.
Okay.
Do you want it?
Are we going to do it right now?
I don't know. Are you ready?
Are you ready? What's yours?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. We just guessed. We think ours are both
what are
avoidant.
What are the types?
Avoidant, anxious, and...
What's the third one?
We don't know the good one.
The good one.
Wait, what's
the
one where like you're
like
fine?
You're healthy?
Yeah, what's the one
like
where you
healthy.
Like don't... Help... Secure.
Avoidant. Wait, what is it? Avoidant, anxious, and
insecure. I think anxious is like you're clingier and like you need more reassurance. Mm. And avoidant is like you push people away.
Yeah.
And like seclude yourself. And then secure is like you're fine.
Is anyone secure?
I don't think a
Let
single
me know.
Person is secure.
Tweet me if you have
secure attachment. If you have secure attachment,
something's wrong with you.
Let's come into this podcast.
You must
and
be
teach
extremely
us.
Emotionally
you must
healthy.
Have so
you
much
must have had,
good
like,
things.
An
in
amazing
your life.
Childhood.
An amazing childhood. An amazing family. The bestest of friends.
Not you probably didn't go to high school.
Yeah, you definitely did not go to school.
Yeah, you just didn't go to school
you
at all.
You definitely haven't left your house. Wait,
no, that
we're getting
like
a little bit
bad.
Too. Yeah.
I think we went the wrong
Maybe
way.
Maybe you
a little
like
bit.
Live in the woods.
No,
but it's like a good in a good way.
I feel like any situation could mess someone up. Oh my God.
Right.
I have to remember not to curse.
Is it just something wrong with us?
Oh, yes, definitely. No, I think they're. No, maybe? I don't really know.
I think any situation could mess you up too.
Yeah. If you know, something, anything bad could mess you up. Anything good
Anything good can mess you up too. Anything.
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 Yeah. Anyway, so I'm probably avoidant because I'm scared and I don't like to let people get close to me.
I'm scared.
Because that's scary.
That's scary. Why is it scary?
I don't know. But I notice that I, like, once I get close to people, I, like, push them away a little bit. I don't know why. I don't know what it is.
Like, oops.
No, it's like, ooh.
It's like, oh, reel it in.
Wait, what?
Reel it in.
I don't want to talk to you.
We're not going to do that.
Don't want to talk to you at all.
Well, that's what we were talking about when our roommates, Roxanne and Anna, always, like, have a thing. Also, Hannah. Here, I'm talking about you, Hannah. Hannah, I'm talking about you. Always says that they are scared that people hate them.
Oh, yes. This is a good thing.
And I've never felt that in my entire life.
Yes, so they were all saying that, you know, they walk around living their lives worried, like, oh my God, this person doesn't like me, this person doesn't like me. Well, I get that, but I've never thought that ever. I'm always like, wow, I don't like anyone.
When I came to college, I literally said to my family, what if I don't like anyone?
Yeah, literally.
Not like, oh no, what if nobody likes
me? Exactly.
I was like, what if I don't like anyone?
What if I don't like anyone? I don't care.
Sounds so condescending and like I'm better than everyone and that nobody's on my level, but that's not even what I'm trying to say. It's more like, what if nobody connects with me and like I can't like be vulnerable, or like what if I can't like be friends with anybody because nobody like sees me,
or no like, one really knows me.
Yeah, and that freaks me out. I've never been like, oh, they hate me, because I know exactly what I'm presenting to them.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't see it that way.
What
it's not because I don't really present a lot of myself. Like, do you know anything about me? No.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're not presenting your authentic self, you're, like, making up a image that you present to other people.
Okay.
Like, the way that you talk. Like,
okay.
You talk in, like, sarcasm and jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's, like, what you present yourself as.
That's my coping mechanism.
Exactly. So, like, you know, you, like, know what people are seeing of you.
Uh-huh.
They, like, don't, like, actually know.
Wait, okay. Can you relate this back to the first part? Because I'm getting lost.
Okay, so for me, it's like I'm not ever scared, like, oh, somebody, this person hates me, like,
right.
out of nowhere.
Right.
Like, Hannah will literally just be living her life, and then, like, I'll be like, oh, so this person hates me.
Interesting.
No, like, no trigger out of nowhere, nothing, just insecurities. Huh. Sorry, Hannah, I'm really exposing you, but it's a very universal thing. I've heard so many people say this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
many people, and I've just never been able to relate to it because I feel like, not that I'm like lying to my friends or like put like whatever, but I definitely like present like a front of who I am.
Right. So you're like projecting this facade of
yeah
who...
so that like nobody can actually get in.
Yeah.
And I know what that facade is that I'm projecting.
Okay.
So I know what they're looking at, and I like can it's
and so
it's
they
not
should
like
it because you're projecting
exactly.
it.
It's not like I'm giving my vulnerable self and I'm like, oh no, do they like that?
So
it's like I'm giving this version of myself that I'm presenting to people, and I'm like seeing that I'm getting positive feedback from it, and I'm, like, reinforced, and I'm like, okay, it's fine.
So I just had an uh-oh moment because I completely relate to that. Is that bad?
Yeah, it's bad.
So I do that too, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so...
That's why we have this podcast together.
Anyway, therapy?
Yeah, so, yep.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I definitely do that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really realize.
But we need to get an anxious attachment in here so we can
compare.
Okay,
next week, if you have anxious attachment,
I
want to
hear about like what it sounds like to, what it feels like. Because Ileana literally said when Roxanne was like, I just feel like everyone hates me. Ileana was like, that sucks.
Sorry.
But it does. Imagine going through your life thinking everybody hates you all the time.
Or like worrying about like what everyone else is thinking. Like Roxanne, best roommate, love you. But you like, you're so worried about like... Mm-hmm. inconveniencing me and like it's okay.
Most of the time it's just like
normal stuff
going on in there. Yeah,
exactly. I'm so focused on myself.
Yeah.
Sorry, but like I'm
Roxanne
not thinking about
Roxanne and Anna
both do that.
Yeah,
so
both
funny.
Do that, but you guys only bring us good things.
But I think it's like a good balance because we're both not like that.
Mm-hmm.
If we were all like that, I think I'd probably get really scared.
Probably move out.
Maybe.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. What do anxious attachment people do? Do they just sit there and they're like, do you hate me? No. Do you hate me?
Oh,
no,
God.
But avoided like, attachment people just sit there and they just like
don't talk.
Talk,
literally.
They just like joke to each other all the time. They're like, haha, you look stupid.
That's actually all of our conversations,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then when you put them together,
it's bad.
It's like the anxious, avoiding person makes fun of the anxious person. The anxious person gets sad. The avoiding person gets scared because they can't come to the anxious person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So,
and I don't like reassure. Because not doing that.
Well, I can reassure. I'm down to do that. But in my head, I'm like, why are you feeling this?
No,
like,
literally.
Just
don't.
Look in front of
I'm
you.
I'm right
it's,
here.
It's good.
Hello.
I'm happy. We're happy.
Yeah.
It's good.
I get what? That.
No.
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 No. Well, because I guess we were talking about this too, like our love languages. I feel like mine's quality time. So mm-hmm. like if I'm like, you know, spending time, is it what you receive or what you give? Is it different?
I don't know. I think mine are different.
I think mine are different, but like also acts of service. If I like mm-hmm. do stuff for you
mm-hmm.
and, or if like spending quality time, that's how I show my love. Mm-hmm. But so I feel like, I don't know, I guess not everyone understands that, but that's me like saying, hello, I want to be friends with you. I like mm-hmm. you, whatever.
Right.
But you,
like words of affirmation just like will knock you out.
Yeah. I don't need, I don't, not that like whatever. I don't really, that doesn't do anything for me. Words of affirmation. Right. Cause like, I don't know. I don't. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't are really acts of service and like gift giving the same thing? Or are those different things?
I think, I don't know. Are they different? Because I think maybe acts of service are like
helping, you
know,
giving,
like making someone tea making or something like, you know, like just stupid stuff like that. Yeah. Just thinking of them. And then like gifts or is it? Do you mean like material things?
Mm, not necessarily.
Okay, just like little. Little
I
things.
Guess
like,
I would couple. I would think that they're the same thing.
Same, like drawing like, someone
making
something.
Someone tea. Making someone tea is like. The same thing as, like, giving them a gift in my
okay,
head.
Okay, that's fair.
It's, like, an act yes, of service, yes. but it's also giving
okay,
them a
so
gift.
Okay, so they're the same
thing. I feel like mine is, like, I feel like I give mine an act of service.
Same.
And physical... No, I think I, you I think do, I give and receive the same thing.
Okay,
physical touch and act of service, and then receive it. But, like, physical touch is, like, a high-up one. Like, I
that
don't,
you
like,
give
like,
or receive?
Both. Like, Roxanne, like, is very huggy.
She's so
but
huggy.
I would... And that's, like, I give and receive love like that, too, mm-hmm. but, like, not... Like, that's not, like, a baseline for me. Like, that's, right. like, a...
Like another
a
level.
A higher level, like yes. only with certain people.
Oh, okay.
But that's like very important to me, mm-hmm. but only with like certain people.
Certain people. Yeah, yeah, I do see that. Yeah, so I think here's my thing. You definitely do acts of service to mm-hmm. show your love. I've mm-hmm. noticed that. And also when you're consoling someone, definitely physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, that's big mm-hmm. on you. Mm-hmm. Maybe because words are hard.
Yeah, words lie.
Words, oh, wow.
I feel like I don't trust words anymore.
That's why I don't like, what's it called? Words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are they? They're just words. Mm-hmm. Words don't.
Anyone can say them.
Anyone can say them. Do you mean it?
Mm-hmm. Acts of service requires work and, like, dedication
actually
and actual
shows.
Thought.
I agree.
And physical touch is, like, one of the most vulnerable things, I feel
yeah,
like.
It's pretty vulnerable. I'm not yeah. good at that. But I'm working on it.
I know. That's why it's, like, it's important to me. And I, yeah. like, I feel that way. Yeah. But, like, not...
Yeah.
That's, I'm not just going to be like, oh, like, hug you. Like, meh.
Yeah, I don't Whatever. Do that either. But
and if I did, it would be...
It's so
I
interesting.
Nothing.
Because, like, Roxanne, for example, she, like, randomly... Or not randomly. She just, like, always is like, hug. Give me hug. Or, like, random yeah. times are just like, meh. Let me just, like, attack yeah. you. Sometimes I'm into it. Sometimes I'm super not.
But, like, it's I'm never, like, not into it. I just feel nothing.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah.
Hello?
You?
No. Oh. No, sometimes... Yeah, I'm either, like, super into it or, like, ooh, you probably, like, don't touch me right now. But, like,
does it, like
that only happens just, when like, I'm in, like,
off.
A really,
like you're just closed
yeah,
off
that,
and you're, like, don't
That only
get
happens when
me.
I'm, like, super closed off yeah. and, like, demons fighting my demons
fighting
at the
demons,
moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not the thing. I'm trying to think about that.
What?
Like, when the demons are back, I, like, somebody can, like, say anything or touch me or anything, but yes. it's just, like, I've nothing. It's just, I'm so in my
So you
head.
Don't, like, get uncomfy?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay. That's fair.
Because if it's not uncomfortable for them, it's not uncomfortable for me.
Oh, I don't see it like that.
Mm.
Okay.
Cool.
I think I receive... I don't like getting acts of service. I don't like having people do things for me.
Mm.
Because it stresses me out for some reason. Yeah, don't ever do me a favor. Thank you.
Got it. Message received.
Don't ever do anything. No, I just
explain,
don't.
Unpack
I also
that.
Don't like
unpack
asking that. People. It's the same thing like making people wait. I don't like asking people to do things for me unless it's like I really need it or like
right.
it's something stupid. That's
but
not
that's
gonna...
not asking.
Wait, what?
That's not asking. I feel like that makes it even a bigger point. Like it's like you don't want to inconvenience anyone. They're saying like this could never be an inconvenience for me. Like I
if
actually
they just
want
do it
to
without.
Do it. Like I actually want to do it and. Yeah.
Yes. If I feel like the person actually wants to do it, then yeah, then it's fine, I guess. But I don't know, something.
But you still feel like, oh, no, I like, made them do that for some reason. Or
not
like,
really
I
made,
them.
Just like, I don't know. Like, why'd you do that? Don't do that. Don't do something for me. Don't be nice to me. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
Do you have any psychoanalysis?
Maybe you hate yourself.
What?
Whenever anyone confronts Ileana, what?
What?
What? Maybe.
Are you gonna pick up on that one too?
I haven't recently.
Okay.
And also, That's Awesome is really dying out.
I know.
It's okay, though. A new one.
I think we should let it die.
Yeah, I think we should let it die. Just, it's a natural death.
The new one is Are You Confused?
Yeah.
I'm just going to start saying that.
Yeah, we like to say that when we're, like, talking to someone, anyone.
It's anyone in
general.
And
the conversation gets, like, to a weird point where, like, the conversation kind of is, like, dying. Mm-hmm. Or you, like, said something weird and, like, can't really pick it up.
Yes.
And you just say, are you confused?
I just like to say weird things and see everyone's reaction.
Yeah, and of course they are confused, but the fact that you're asking is, like, makes it even more confused.
And honestly, so much funnier.
So much funnier because you don't know what's going on either. Yeah. But you act like you do, and that's the magic of it.
Yeah, it's entertaining for me.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah,
I like confusing people.
Yeah, do you?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this last time.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember.
Remember when you were talking about, like, pranking Anna?
Oh, that's a different thing, though. Anna's very gullible. If you didn't tune in last week.
Yeah, Anna's extremely gullible. We haven't done many recently because she's been having a lot of exams. Oh, see?
Sorry. I did the thing.
She's doing the thing.
Yes, Anna's having a very busy week. I'm so sorry if you're listening.
You're doing amazing, Anna, and there's a present on your bed when you get back.
Oh, my God. It's actually the cutest ever.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
Pretty cute.
Did we finish with attachment styles? I think we did.
Attachment styles,
oh,
yes.
Oh, love languages. I was going to say, how do you receive love, then, if it's not through acts of service?
Yes, so not acts of service. Like, sometimes it's sweet, but, like, sometimes it still makes me a little bit, like, nervous when someone does that for me. Maybe I'll get used to it. I don't know. So physical touch when I'm in the mood for it, which isn't like most of the time. Sometimes I'm just like randomly blah, blah, blah. But like most of the time it's like cool. What are the other types?
I think it's like words of affirmations, physical touch, gifts of service, quality time.
Quality time, definitely.
What does that even mean? Like,
well, just like, it's just showing like effort that you into the relationship, I think. And like, I think it's meaningful when someone like goes out of, not even like going out of the way, just like reaches out.
So you'll accept someone's time but not their service.
Maybe. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Because maybe like hanging out with someone is like a mutual thing.
Yeah, I feel like we're both giving equal and a gift or whatever service is like they're doing more.
You don't like to be taken care of.
Don't like to be taken care of at all.
Yeah.
Like at all.
Mm-mm.
Huh. Learning about a lot about ourselves now.
Yeah, we really got into that one.
Yeah, we did.
That was good. Did you guys want to know that?
Hopefully.
Hopefully you did.
I would want to know. We're up to 2 million and 4 listeners.
That's awesome.
You guys, that's crazy.
Guys, I'm on antibiotics now.
Oh, she is. Amelia has been sick since we got here.
I lost my voice on what day? Sunday
or
something?
The worst day you possibly could.
Literally, I lost my voice on Friday. On the day of inauguration when we sang the alma mater. And I sat in the cold for actually 4 hours. Anyone know? Sat in the cold. Okay, I'm being extremely dramatic.
It was a long time.
But I have to say that the food was great. The service was great. The people I was sitting with were great.
The event
was great. The speakers were great.
Yay.
Everything was great. It was just cold, and we didn't know how long it was going to last.
Wasn't it raining?
It was not raining, but it was like 55. Really, and it went until like 9:45, and I was in extremely high heels, and a tiny dress.
Teeny tiny dress.
Yeah, and then we went up to sing, and we were the last people
to go.
Lip synced.
Because I actually couldn't talk, so I just mouthed the words. Everyone, listen up.
Was there for nothing.
Cadence isn't actually singing; they're lip syncing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So basically, Cadence is fake.
No, yeah, Cadence is fake.
Speaking of being sick, it's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, being sick has really made me off my game recently.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just when I forget what it's like to be sick. Like, it makes you so confused about the world.
Do you forget what it's like to be normal?
Well, a little bit. Yeah, I guess so. I just haven't been sick for the entire time of COVID. Mm. And I got sick and I was like, wow, this like is actually kind of sucks. Like, I just had a cold. But
wow, this is like not good.
When you're sleeping and you can't sleep because you have a cold because there's like mucus in your throat or because you're coughing or because your nose is stuffed. Like, that sucks. Yeah. And you forget. You forget how much that sucks, and it really does. And it's been off and on, so that's good. But most recently, when I was sick, which has been probably like a week now.
It's been a while.
I had a really bad sore throat, lost my voice. I'm on antibiotics now.
Was it strep?
No. We talked about this, I think.
Okay. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. I also went to the doctor and she said it wasn't strep. So.
Okay. So yeah. You're just on antibiotics because
I have a sinus infection. It's a sinus infection.
Oh, it's a sinus infection.
Yeah, it's a sinus infection, guys. But I woke up the morning that I was, like, really sick, and I skipped classes, and I went to Bailey's to get a COVID test, and then got antibiotics, and I was, like, so out of it. Like, being sick and, like, sleeping in like, makes – it's like waking up from a nap.
Oh,
but, like, yeah. For 5 hours, and you wake up, like, you feel like an alien because you can't breathe, and like, you're, like, sick. You don't know where you are. You don't feel like yourself. So I woke up, and I, like, had to take some medicine or something, and Ileana had made me tea before she left for class, and it was, like, kind of clear tea. It was, like, ginger tea, so it was kind of weirdly yeah. clear, and I didn't drink a single sip of it because I immediately went to bed for, like, 4 more hours. You fell asleep right away.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I slept sitting up.
Oh my god.
So I already woke up and I was like so confused, had the craziest dreams, like the craziest nap dreams.
Those
woke
are so
up,
weird.
Yeah, woke up and I had to like unscrew my water bottle to drink something and my water bottle top is clear and I dropped it into the cup of tea and it splashed everywhere, but I like didn't know where it was because I was half asleep, so sick, so confused. Pretty much still dreaming, and also the tea water was clear, so I had no idea where the
your cap clear water
was.
Bottle cap.
Yeah,
that's so
eventually
funny.
I found it and plucked it out of the teacup like it was a toilet. Something else happened after that. Something else
what
chaotic.
Day was
oh,
that?
Then I had to eat Cheerios because
why?
This was like Friday or something
okay,
or Thursday.
Yeah, yeah
so. I had to eat Cheerios because I had to take some medicine. That was too big for me to eat, to drink with water. Guys, if you didn't know, I can't swallow pills unless they're tiny.
Your pills you're taking now are pretty big.
My antibiotics are huge, and I can take them
they're
with
like
food.
An inch long?
They're like an inch long and like a centimeter wide. Like
they're
very
really,
big.
Really,
like,
really
think
big.
Think of a fish oil pill. It's bigger than that,
bigger.
Probably.
They're insane.
And so I had to like eat Cheerios or whatever. So I was like pouring milk into my bowl and I just like kept pouring it on the desk and on the floor. Oh and God. That also made me so confused. Had to clean that up. Just being sick just like makes you so out of it. And like napping while sick is such a different experience.
It's so weird.
It's
napping
so
in
bad.
General is really weird.
I know.
I can't nap.
Because I can't either. Except when I'm sick.
Yeah, except when I'm, like, super tired or sick, but I've never been able to nap well.
And you feel so gross when
yeah,
you wake up.
I don't get why people enjoy that. Like, you wake up and feel like a sweaty little baby, mm-hmm. and, like, you just feel
I don't
weird.
Even know
and I always
your
have, like,
mouth feels so weird,
like,
doesn't
cotton
it?
Mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, I always have the weirdest dreams, mm-hmm. like, freaky. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I used to get sleep paralysis, like, randomly.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
And then you just really wake weird. Up, and it's the middle of the day.
It's why? Like, why
and
do you want that?
Like,
I don't like waking up. Like, I like the morning, but I don't like waking up.
Even in the morning, after you've had slept all night?
That's a little...
that's
not always the case for me.
Because you don't sleep all night. But yes. I mean, like, after a night.
I need, like, a few to, like, get out of it. Because I'm angry when I wake up.
I'm so angry when I wake up.
Because I like sleeping a lot.
I'm furious.
But I'm not a good sleeper.
I've recently been falling asleep in class, like... Every morning.
Because you're not sleeping well.
Yeah. Well.
Maybe you should take
don't
more
tell
nap.
That. My mommy's listening.
Oh, she's sleeping
I'm
beautifully.
I'm sleeping great, mom.
Sleeping sound, not coughing
well,
at all.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sleeping well, but
it's only
also because
sicky.
I wake up like 10 minutes before I go to class, and that is
oh
so bad
God.
Because I don't have time to wake up, like,
also
at all.
Also that. That's yeah. also where we differ.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you always, like, have... mad intricate eyeliner when I see you and I'm like
well that actually takes like literally 20 seconds oh, okay. I got pretty good at it
okay
but so oh,
well
sorry.
Still how long
I do get up like a like an hour before class most of the time
wow
or I like wake up and then just lay in bed or I'm just already up and I just lay in bed
wow
yeah I don't know something I'm like I don't want to be late to class either that stresses me out
doesn't faze me in my mind I'm like I'm probably gonna drop out. That's what I think every time I wake up.
Oh my god!
Because I
it's
don't want to go.
Okay,
so
I'm not
badly.
That angry. I'm
no,
just
I'm
like,
furious.
You definitely would be like so angry when you
furious.
Wake up and grunt and don't talk to anyone.
Yeah, I tell Anna to play music and like Anna is always up, like, an hour before me. And I don't even know what she does during that time. Like, what is there to do? I guess get ready.
I just, like, walk slow in the morning, so I need more time.
Yeah, you and Roxanne are always up early, and you don't
Roxanne wakes up, like, when I do, so, because she's a light sleeper. So it's literally me making my bed wakes her up.
Wow.
Not even going to the bathroom. Like, I get up to go to the bathroom, and, like, that doesn't wake her up, but it's me making my bed.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, like, you moving. Like, she can, maybe it's because she has pale skin, she can see through her eyelids.
What? Oh, the light? But our shades are kind of, I don't turn on the lights.
I know, but she can, like, see the blob moving.
Pale skin equals can see.
No, I saw a TikTok about that today.
Wait, what?
Well, you can't see through your eyelids, but you can see your pupil through your eyelids. I'm starving. Anyone else?
Me too. Upper food was not good. I mean, I love Upper, sorry.
But it was kind of good, the nachos.
We didn't have nachos. We straight up did not have nachos. I don't know where you came
from. Oh, that's true. Tacos? I just saw, like, Mexican chicken, and I was like, nachos.
I think it was tacos.
You think it was tacos?
Yeah.
Oh, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay, well, it was kind of good.
Okay, we're going to take a quick little break for some music, I think. See you guys in a bit. Bye.
Just there to you. I have to do that. just don't know how I really help. Yeah, I notice that your world's falling down, but my world's falling down. And I just don't know how I really help. Yeah, I notice that your world's falling down, but my world's falling down. And I just don't know how I really help. Yeah, I notice that your world's falling down, but my world's falling down. And I just don't know how I really help. Ooh.
Okay, so that was Fantasia by Roy Blair.
Guys, sorry. At the beginning, that was not us.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
We got so confused.
That was like weird music playing. I don't know what those random noises. But yeah, that was Fantasia by Roy Blair.
Mm-hmm.
Just one little quick little break.
Is it a him?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Me neither.
I don't know their pronouns.
Oh, I think it's a male-presenting person.
Okay, so Roy Blair, love you the mostest.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the other night, where were we coming
Talking
from?
About Bad Murderer.
Yes, this is Bad Murderer.
We don't know.
I don't remember where we were coming from, but it was late.
It was late. It was
very,
pretty late.
Very, very late.
Oh, very late. Okay.
Yeah, undisclosed time.
Undisclosed time.
Because one, I don't remember. Two, I don't know who's listening. The Queen? Might be the Queen.
Maybe the Queen, yeah.
Anyway, don't want to, you know.
Get in trouble.
Get in trouble with the Queen.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, so we're walking in and someone, like some man is behind us. And I like sort of recognized them, but like wasn't really. And like they just walked in the same time of us as us. And
well,
I kind of.
They were waiting.
Oh, wait, they were waiting.
They were waiting,
I think they were
in between
waiting
the doors.
In between
like,
the doors.
Really sketchy vibes.
Like, because they couldn't fob
but
in.
But also 100% looked like a college student.
Like, yeah, they were a college sketchy. Student. Anyway, so. Like, I fobbed in, and I let them in, because we were going in, and, like, what was I supposed to do? Like, wait here, you can't come in. So, basically.
I'm magic to them. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think I can let you in.
I can't let you in. You have to wait here.
I don't
here.
Feel comfortable.
I think you should go outside.
Like,
anyway.
I don't feel comfortable. Like, I know you might live here, but I just, can I see your ID?
Yeah. Like, I don't really know what the right thing to do in that situation.
So we just let them in.
Morally and for my own safety, but whatever. It happened. Anyway, they went into the elevator. We took the stairs, because I don't want to get in an elevator with this person.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so then we were thinking. Wait,
immediately thinking,
why did I let this person in?
What if it's a murderer?
What if it's a murderer?
It could be.
Could be. So then we quickly came up with a little song. We could do a little demo.
Bad murderer.
He's a bad murderer. And that was so funny to us.
So kept singing it.
Kept singing it the whole way up the stairs, very,
he's
very loudly.
Bad murderer.
He's a bad murderer.
Harmonizing, because we like to do
he's
that
a
recently.
Bad murderer.
Except Elena doesn't know how to. She just goes monotone lower than me.
I don't know how to harmonize. Actually, I did that one time, and it's really awesome.
Yeah, you did. I just don't think you try hard enough, TBH.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm also not trained that well in
singing.
No
one ever taught her. It's just that no one ever taught her.
I'm self-taught.
Feel bad singer. For her. No one ever told her.
Everyone feel bad for
that
me.
That she could harmonize. Ugh. Anyways,
yeah.
We were singing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so we were singing that up the stairs. Turns out he lives on our floor. He gets out of the
elevator. Not only does he live on our floor, he lives across the hall.
Yeah, across the hall from us. Yeah, so we exit the stairs the same time he exits the elevators, singing that song
so loudly
right in his face.
Of course it's him. We made awkward eye contact.
It was awesome.
In between the doors. He knows that we're thinking that. He knows that we're thinking he could be a murderer. He knows we're singing about him.
Yeah.
Walks behind us, goes in the door across the room.
Did we even say anything? I feel like he was like, oh, hey.
And you know the thing is, if I saw him again, I wouldn't know it was him.
I don't remember what he looks like.
Not at all. I don't know any of the men in our hall.
I don't know. Yeah,
or in our dorm.
I don't know.
I don't know.
In our whole dorm. I don't know anyone who lives in our dorm. I know like 4 people, and it's us. 4 of us. Like, no one goes to the RE meetings but us and, like, the other random group of people. And
that's
I kind of
true.
Know who they are.
Pretty much everyone goes to the RE.
No, because I don't know the people who live next to, like,
that's
in the
true,
corner.
Actually. We don't know.
I don't know
the people. The people on our wing don't go.
Don't go. Except for us.
Except
and then
for us.
The other wing, I'm pretty sure they all do. Mm-hmm. I just don't know who they are.
They're the better wing.
Oh. Why are you throwing, you're throwing shade at us?
Because our members aren't keeping up with us.
Oh. Okay. Well, anyway, we're just the best residents, I think. X, yeah. Shout out to X.
Shout out to X. We love them. Best RA.
Best RA. Love them so
love
much.
Them so much. You should tell them to listen to this.
Oh, we should. Actually, I did mention it in our little meeting.
I did too.
But I didn't say a time or anything.
No, yeah.
They're listening and they'll
just
surprise us.
If you're listening, X, if anyone
knows
X,
text me.
Tell them that we love them.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think it's time for some ASMR.
No. Immediately so, shutting that down.
Hey,
Ileana,
guys.
Stop.
Welcome back.
No! No! We did not. I did not consent to this.
Welcome back to my ASMR.
I'm actually gonna leave.
Nanny podcast.
She's staring into my soul
yeah.
as she's whispering this.
Is knuckle cracking
oh,
ASMR?
I don't like that.
Okay.
Crack your back.
I can't.
Oh.
Nope. It's just the
can't
chair
do it
squeaking.
The, can't do it in the gamer
in
chair.
In the heat of the moment. The gamer chair kind of constricts my movement. It's
oh really?
Cracking. Yeah, maybe because I'm just sitting very weird. I like to
your
contort
sense.
My body.
Yeah.
Oh.
And in doubt, ASMR on Nettie podcast.
That's what I'm saying. I just got a little nervous that we didn't have something to say. So I'm like, oh, ASMR. Are you confused?
No. Yes, extremely.
Okay. Anyway. So.
You're just going to say something.
I don't remember. Oh, something about the floor. I am floor people.
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
Mm.
I feel like you're not.
I don't think so.
Whenever you come in our room, you go immediately to my bed.
It's because your beds are higher up.
Oh.
Also, your bed is so comfortable.
My bed is extremely comfy.
And it also has the best prospect refuge.
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
Nope.
I think I'm using it correctly. Mom, let me know if I'm using it correctly. But it's like you want to sit like in the place where you can see the most and
okay.
like be protected
yes.
by the most. Like so like for example, in this room, it would probably be right there because you can see
oh.
the door and all the motion is like happening
That's-
in front of you. And you're also protected, 100%. And you like want to be so, like your bed
yes.
and like Anna's bed is like in
good.
All the motion, but you're like in the back. So like anyone walking past you, like
yeah.
Roxanne is like not in a good idea, like,
I agree.
And I'm
I
not
agree.
Either. Like kind of touching the corner. That's why I like to sit there.
Okay. So what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So I think I've strategically picked that bed, like subconsciously.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know that's why. I think because I liked how it was open and I could see the bathroom and everything and it's
mm-hmm.
like open. The other one seems kind of hidden and it like freaks me out and
I
can't I see everything and like people can like sneak around. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, because that's what you do. You sneak around and you peer over my bed.
Yeah, I do. Because
like I'm in the corner.
You are.
But
in the corner.
I strategically picked that one because I wanted to be.
Wait, but you weren't even first. You got there
after. She let me choose.
Oh.
She showed me and let me choose.
Yeah, it's funny how Anna set up her bed exactly the same as last year.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even see a difference. It's kind of funny. Sorry,
I know. Anna, your room looks the exact same.
It's funny. I like it.
It's good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mine does too, kind of. Except I just got a sunset lamp, everyone.
I never saw your room last year. Oopsie.
Yeah, we like weren't friends.
Ooh.
I saw your room one time.
Did you?
Yeah,
well, you also
time.
Like left, so that's kind of why.
Yeah, I did. But I don't think we've been friends anyways.
Yeah, I don't really like you.
Yeah, me
Sorry.
Either. Bad vibes.
It's awkward. It's like we clash too much.
Yeah.
We're too similar. Ugh.
Ugh. Saw you and I was like, oh, God. Not another
we
one.
We look so much
we
alike.
We look identical and everyone kept mixing us
it's
up.
Really, it's actually really annoying.
I know.
You guys.
Like, Amelia, I mean, Ileana.
It's so, like, please just tell us apart. It's really, really hard.
Like, we look a little bit different.
Well, like, I see it, but... It's just really hard when everyone calls me Amelia. That's like not my name.
And it's like I don't feel like I like have an like my own personality. Yeah. Like, I don't feel like I'm my own person.
Yeah, it's hard.
I wonder if that's what people feel like being twins. Like probably do you think we're actually like mocking people's actual lived experiences.
Exploit their experiences. Maybe we should stop talking.
I don't really know that many twins.
Good thing there's no like twins four people listening.
And none of them
are
twins.
So anyone have any taboo subjects, controversial things we should talk about while no one's listening? Oh, just kidding. This just in, we have 3 million listeners.
Oh, wow. That's
crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Oh, yeah. Look at it. It's going up and up and up. Wow. Yeah, there's like a live count right here. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Still going up.
Yeah.
With a few minutes left.
Sorry, this one has kind of like got a little deep, guys.
Yeah, we did get a little deep in the beginning, but we're going to push it back. So can you reserve rooms in Rockwell? Someone let me know.
Yeah, somebody... Wow, I'm looking at the notes app right now, and you can like swipe and see who edits.
Wait, what? That's so cool.
Yeah, that's.
Wait, I think I knew that. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. Can you? Somebody came into my room in Rockwell today and said, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I have this room actually."
You can't do that. You can only reserve rooms in the library.
But I think that you can.
Where is it? The same website.
What if you have like an event or something? Like, why would you have an event in a common room in Rockwell?
It was
a study room.
It was the fishbowl one. I like that one. That's my favorite room.
Yeah, I know. And
was it just one person?
It was three people.
How do you should have asked, like, where'd you book this?
Be like, oh, where'd you book this? Like,
the thing is, you left. Like, you left the room. You gathered all your things. Everyone in the room, I don't know who was with you, but you got up and left.
Well, what were we supposed to do?
Like, be like, what? You can't reserve rooms in Rockwell. This is a public area.
But I thought that maybe you could, because it's like a... Wait, that's actually so true. Even during COVID, when we were supposed to reserve spots in the library, you couldn't even do that in Rockwell because...
Exactly,
because
it's a public area.
It was a public area.
Yep.
Huh.
So basically, it just proves that if you say anything with confidence, people will believe you.
She was so confident.
Yeah, 100%. She was like... She knows what she's talking about.
I'm so sorry. She was really nice about it, but...
How could you ever, like... not believe her if she's confident.
And I like felt bad. Like you feel so awkward when somebody like goes into your when you're like in someone's room and they're like, "Oh, we actually have this room." You're like, "Oh."
Yeah, that was like the
worst.
That's
really embarrassing. I'm sorry.
When I used to go to the library a lot freshman year, that was the worst experience. Someone kicking you out, it was so super awkward.
Especially like if you're like with your friends and you're like giggling and they're like
and you're like, "I have this we have the room. We have to book for the next 3 hours, so please get out."
Like I'm sorry that you didn't know, but like leave.
Or like when you thought you booked it at the same time and it's like you booked the wrong room and you're in the wrong room. So awkward.
Ugh.
And they're like, "I actually have this reserved."
You're like, "Oh my God, sorry. I went in the wrong one.
Oopsie."
Oops. Speaking of reserving rooms, why are there like no tables at the library?
I haven't been in the library ever.
There's no tables at the library unless you're like in a room with no windows.
I don't know. I don't remember what the library looks like. Sorry.
Well, think about what you think the library looks like, and there's less room than you think.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Don't remember. I remember the printing area because I have to go there a lot. But
why don't you go to the library anymore?
Because it freaks me out. Why? I don't know. It just reminds me of freshman year and ew.
Oh, I guess so. I feel like Rockwell freaks me out because it reminds me of...
Last year? We went there so often.
We went to Rockwell like actually...
Literally every night.
To have fun and play.
Have fun playtime.
That was playtime. Like actually.
Yeah, it was playtime. We went there just to... crack around, but I wouldn't like literally go there for 5 minutes and get sick of it and leave because I couldn't handle it.
I know, but now you go and like stay for a long time, kind of.
What?
Well, a long time is in like 30 minutes.
That's a long time for me.
I know.
I'm good at doing work. I promise.
I don't like doing work in the room.
I like our common room actually.
Me too. We have such a good common room, guys.
But someone's always in there who doesn't live in our floor. Shout out to that guy who's always in the room. You don't live in
our
floor.
How do you know he doesn't live on the floor?
Because someone said so. I don't remember who it was. I'm pretty sure it was Timmy.
We have a common room and a kitchen on our floor, and like most floors don't have that.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't even live in the building.
Mad luxurious. What?
Yeah, because someone recognized them and was like, "They don't even live here." He takes up the common room every single night, and I'm trying to do work
in
there.
That is so weird.
It's really annoying. Yeah. My bed's so comfy that I can't do work in it. Like, it's really hard to get up.
You do work in your bed all the time.
I know, but it's really bad. It's really bad. I fall asleep immediately. Like I get so sleepy so easily.
It takes me maybe like an hour to fall asleep every night.
Yeah, it takes me a long time.
Oh, so you fall asleep, but you just said you fall asleep.
Well, when I'm doing homework in my bed.
Yeah.
I hate
how that happens.
I still have to do some readings for tomorrow.
I have a bio test.
exam.
Oh yeah, that's supposed to take 3
why
hours?
Why is it so weird to like say test? Like whenever I say test or teacher, I feel like I'm in middle school.
Exactly.
I'm like, I mean exam.
When did that
I mean exam.
You get so nervous.
I know. Or like also like, oh, happen? My teacher. I'm like, professor. I get so stressed. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
I had that little moment when I first came here.
Like, I have a bio test. I have a bio test. You have a test? That's not real.
Exam.
You have
an exam. This is college.
This is a college exam.
This is D1 college.
Yeah, Ellie also a D1 athlete. What? Are you a D1 athlete?
Yeah, isn't that weird? That's crazy. I like forget sometimes that I do that.
You need to like wear like a sports watch or something to like make you seem more athletic.
I used to, but then it was bad for me, so I took it off.
Why was it bad for you?
I don't know. I like tracked everything about me.
Oh my god, you can do that?
It was a Fitbit.
Oh. Okay, get like a dank one.
Yeah, I'm going to. Like $20 on Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's just like crusty and like you're like, oh yeah, just like time my runs.
Should I like wear it out to like dinner too?
Mm-hmm. You like fun. It's like people who I'm like one of those people are athletes like that, like they never take it off.
I feel like waterproof. That's distance runners though, mostly. Yeah, I guess so. I don't do that.
You're not gonna like time your like
my
jump.
I'm not a jumper, but good try. Anyway.
I'm not a jumper,
Amelia. I'm a short sprinter. Anyway.
What do you sprint? I don't even know this about you.
Guess.
400.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
mostly, it's either 400 or 200.
It's the 200 mostly. I did 100 last semester a bunch, but I was really bad at it. So I don't think I'm going to do that anymore.
How long does it take you to run? Well, how long like is 400?
That's a whole lap. I haven't run that in a very long time, but I'm training to get up to that again, which means my workouts are going to be poopy.
Wait, I don't get that. You can't run a lap?
No, I can, but it's like hard. What?
So how fast do you, how much is a lap? How much is a mile? How many meters is a mile?
How many
meters? Wait, is it 400 meters? How many meters is a mile?
That's a quarter of a mile. So 1,600 meters.
So like 4 laps would be a mile.
Yeah.
So how fast do you want to be able to do one lap?
Like sub 60 would be really good.
What's 60?
Seconds, sorry.
What?
Yeah.
That's so fast.
That would be very good for women, but I don't think many, I don't even know. I feel like on our team probably average is like 62, 64.
No way.
I don't know.
That blows my mind.
Maybe it's lower than that. Because like we're D1, but we're not like that good.
I can run a mile in like 10 minutes. So then divide that by 4.
You can probably do faster than you think.
Okay, so say I can run a mile in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Divide it by 4. That's 2 minutes.
Yeah, but you're like jogging. If you do one lap all out.
Oh, I'm not jogging, Ileana.
Oh, you're like sprinting?
Oh, I'm running as fast as I can. And it's probably still 10.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. Or, so say 10.
I'm running as fast as I can until I'm throwing up.
Can you do quick math? 9 divided by 4?
But that's the thing is, if I wasn't running that many my meters, I could run faster in the small amount. That's the point of track, right?
Wait, I zoned out when you were talking.
Like, you probably couldn't run a mile in 4 minutes, right?
No. No way.
Because it's a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Do you ever throw up? Do you ever throw up from running?
Do I ever throw up from running? There was a time in cross country in high school where I would throw up every single race at the 2 mile mark and just keep going.
Wow, that's awful.
It was awesome. No, I would stop, throw up, and be like, I feel so much better and keep going.
That's awful.
I don't know
awful.
Why. I think I was like sick and then it just like never went away. And then I think my body got accustomed to like throwing up at 2 miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Super interesting.
Oh, you're one of those people that's afraid of vomit, right?
Yep. Who isn't, though? I mean, a lot of people aren't. A lot of people aren't. How are they not? I know so many people that are just like, oh, I just threw up. Huh?
I mean, I don't remember, knock on wood, don't remember the last time I threw up, but actually, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Never mind. Mm-hmm. Take that back.
Take that back right now, because I remember.
We're going to move on right now. Anyway.
But, like, a lot of people would just be like, oh, like, I just didn't feel good, so I threw up. Like,
does
I just,
that make you
like,
feel better?
Oh, I just
like
threw up in class.
People that do that, like,
class.
To feel better.
Hello? What? I could like, never, ever do that. Yeah. I'll be on my deathbed and be sobbing because I have to throw up.
Oh, yeah.
I'll push it down.
Push it down.
As long as I can. I used to think I was magical because I could push
magical.
My throw up down. But
I think
everyone just does that. Yeah.
Oh, we have to wrap this up right now. So we're going to do a little ASMR to end it off.
No, we're not doing ASMR.
Okay, tune in.
Sorry for the weird music and sorry for being... We're not sad.
No, we're not. We just got a little email in the beginning,
long
but it's fine.
Week.
Yeah, long week. It's only Wednesday. But next time, tune in for more ASMR.
And we'll cheer you up.
Yeah.
We'll come more prepared.
Bye. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.